Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So our first question comes to us from Aaron.
Hi, Clayton. This is Aaron in Nebraska. My family and I just built our own fourplex. We just finished it here recently and currently have three out of the four units leased already. My question is, now that we're coming up on tax season, I'm still confused by the difference between bonus depreciation and doing a cost segregation, or how they coincide or not. If you could explain that, that'd be great. Thanks.
Thanks, Aaron. Well, first, let me just say I'm not a tax accountant. And number two, the second thing I'll say on this is you absolutely want to make sure, as a real estate investor, you're working with a tax team that understands real estate. We worked in New York City with a guy who didn't understand real estate investing. So we, guess what? We fired him. I mean, in a nice way, but we moved on to a new tax attorney, and the team over at Wealthability and Tom Wheelwright's great team. That's who we end up working with. Now, you don't have to work with them. You could work with another accountant that understands real estate, understands cost segregation, understands bonus depreciation. So you're asking, you know, a question, which it's a great question. But what we need to understand is you really shouldn't be doing this yourself. Okay, you need a tax professional who understands this. And I will say, doing a cost segregation on a property allows you to claim bonus depreciation. Okay, doing the cost segregation then allows you to break these things out into separate, individual properties can be separated out for bonus depreciation eligibility. So cost segregation basically allows you to take the components in the property and depreciate them faster. Bonus depreciation, of course, allows you to accelerate that depreciation. Normally, you would do it over 27.5 years. You know, that's how you would normally depreciate an asset. But with bonus depreciation, something they rolled out in the early 2000s, it allows you to do a huge chunk of it early on. Now, they're phasing out the 100%. You could do bonus depreciation of 100% of the assets. Now they're phasing that out. So by 2027, that will fully phase out, where you cannot do 100% anymore. And each year it's tiered down from this year to 2025 to 2026 to 2027, where they're phasing this out as part of the Tax Act from a few years ago. So long story short is CostSeg allows you to then separate out the components in the homes and then bonus depreciate those elements. It also allows use of bonus depreciation in Section 179. Expensing for property components that may not otherwise qualify for these deductions. That's the power of a cost segregation analysis. So they do go hand in hand. You can't do bonus depreciation without doing the cost seg. Cost seg allows you to break these components out separately, Aaron. So I hope that makes sense. The cost seg is needed to take the bonus depreciation. And only after the properties then are fully segregated out, can the individual properties be considered for the bonus depreciation eligibility? So anyway, I hope that makes sense. They do go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other, but you do want to make sure you're talking with a tax professional. And the beauty of new construction, it sounds like you built this fourplex, which is great because you get to take some additional benefits in that initial calendar year with the bonus depreciation through cost seg, because you can with new construction, there's a couple of other items that you get, improvements to the road, if I'm not mistaken, some sewage line elements that you're adding to the land and improvements that you wouldn't get if you're doing a renovation on a property. you get some additional elements with new construction. And these things have changed over time. So again, talk to a tax professional about it. But yes, these two things do go hand in hand. And it sounds like you would be eligible for it with a fourplex that's new construction in this calendar year. So definitely talk to your tax professional about that. All right, our next question.
Hi. My question for you this morning is this. How can someone that has bad credit of a little bit over 500 and a job that is less than 50,000 start investing in real estate? Thank you.
Okay, they had a little trouble hearing your question there, but it sounded like you said you have bad credit. So it sounds like your credit score is over 500. Okay. Yes. That's a low credit score. And how can you get a down payment of 50,000 when you're in this situation right now? Well, again, I have to come back to this, right? A lot of real estate investors, when they're first starting, had bad credit, had no money at all. So it just depends on how much gumption you have. Like, what kind of a worker are you? Are you a hard worker? I'm going to tell you, it's going to take some hard work. There are three things that you need to be a real estate investor. You need a deal, you need money, and you need people, right? You need a good deal, you need money, and you need connections, you need people, right? And so what do you need in order to put all those things together? If you don't have the money, well, maybe then you need to be the deal finder. You need to be the person that goes out and actually finds the real estate deal, okay? You can be a deal finder for someone who doesn't have the time or the attention or the energy to actually put those deals together. They need someone like you who has the skills to go and do that, right? So you could be, you know, you could be the person that is going out and finding the deals, looking on Craigslist for sale by owner sections, you know, going door to door, finding like distressed properties, and then bringing those deals to somebody that does have money. Like, great, we were looking for a deal to renovate. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, young lady. We're glad that you were able to do this for us. And here's $10,000 as a finder's fee. And that's how I started. Okay. I had bad credit and I had to go out and find deals. I had to work my tail off to go find deals and really work hard. And I had to bring these deals to individuals. I had to bring these deals to renovators who were going to spend 9 months, 10 months, 12 months putting these things together and renovating these properties. And so I was the deal finder. I was going door to door. I would be out there in the cold. I mean, in cold New Jersey, like rain and snow. I have photos and videos of me walking around, like going door to door, trying to find distressed properties and seeing if this house had been sitting vacant for a long time. Could I reach out and try to find the owner of this property and all of those things? So again, if you don't have the money, which it sounds like that's the fix you're in, well, how can you get money? Well, you can find deals, and then you can also find people and connect people together. And then once you bring all those things together, you start rolling, and you can partner with people on properties. Maybe, you know, it's an opportunity for you to partner with someone else who has money, you know, and you can partner with someone who has the funds, maybe a relative in your family that does, and you're going to be the one that finds the deals. This family member's too busy. They'll lend you the money. You'll go in on an LLC together and they'll take 70% of the cash flow of the profit of the property. You get 30%. There's ways to do this. I also would encourage you to read Susan Lasseter-Lyons, her great book called Getting the Money. She walks you through step by step by step. If you have no money, how to do deals. She went from having nothing to become, I think she's called the billion dollar lady or something like that, where she's done billions of dollars in deals that she's been able to raise capital and funding by doing that, by going out and finding great deals and then partnering with people. So it's just a matter of hard work. You know, it just comes down to hard work. I know we're in such a lazy time right now. People are just so stinking lazy. They want their government to do everything for them. They don't want to work. It's just disgusting, you know? So it sounds like, you know, the fact that you're listening to this show and you're taking action, just put in some hard work and start to put these components together. Read Susan's book, Getting the Money. Take her course and get started. Get started. The only thing holding you back is you. That's it. All right, next up.
Clayton, this is Cheryl Franklin. My question for you is, why is housing so expensive in Texas? What's really going on? I'm not sure. We're looking at regular prices, and then all of a sudden, they're almost quadrupled. Please answer that question for me. Thank you.
All right, Shira. So had a couple of you guys are, I don't know if you guys are calling in on a tin can with a wire attached to something, but anyway, if you guys, when you guys call in, please, you know, just try to make sure you're not on a Bluetooth headset or something like that. And just try to speak clearly into the microphone. That'll really help us out. But let me just recap what Cheryl was saying here for our audience. She was saying, you know, why are properties so expensive all of a sudden? Why has property values jumped and tripled in price? She's, I think she's in Texas, she said, and she was, I guess you were going to go buy a house to move into and the price has just skyrocketed. It just comes down to supply and demand. That's it. And it's supply and demand. There's just not, we need a tremendous amount of housing in the United States, a tremendous amount of housing in the United States right now. And we don't have it. And it's simple supply and demand. And builders pulled back once we hit, you know, COVID and all of this craziness. We kind of got out of that period now, but the demand is still there. We have a pent up demand. So it really just, that's really it. I mean, you could look for some other, other craziness. It's supply and demand, of course, inflation. So the cost of a lot of things has gone up. And, you know, this is Biden's economy right now. This is Bidenomics, as he likes to call it, right? He talks about this robust economy. And yet 500,000 Americans just lost their jobs, replaced by illegal immigrant jobs in the United States. 1.2 million. 500,000 Americans lost their job, replaced. And on top of that, we have prices which continue to climb. So we've got higher CPI numbers from January, right? Consumer price index numbers, things, the cost of your groceries, I'm sure everything, you know, everyday items that you go out and buy, that's all baked in. It's baked into everything. It's baked into your iPhone. It's baked into your computer parts now. It's baked into software development. So many different manufacturers are just saying, the price of all of these components is now much, much higher thanks to inflation. Thanks to all of these sanctions that we put on Russia, driving prices up significantly for the United States and Europe. I mean, look at Europe right now, slipping into a depression. Germany now entering a depression. Japan is entering a depression, entering a recessionary period. So you're seeing it, right, in action. You're seeing it in action. And of course, then prices of everything go up. Cost of a water heater goes up. Cost of a furnace goes up. All of the components, the ability to get those items shipped into the United States goes up. So supply and demand and the prices increasing dramatically. And that's where we're at right now. I mean, this is the reality of the game. So the value of a U.S. dollar, of course, is not what it was 10 years ago, you know, 8 years ago. So if you're holding U.S. dollars, of course, they've lost value. Compared to where they were years ago. And that's the trend we're on right now. And this is what the Fed is wrestling with right now. If they have to, instead of slashing interest rates, which is what we thought they would do, now there's a lot of talk that they may in fact have to increase interest rates again to battle this ongoing inflationary problem. And of course, you know that that's not what the Fed is going to want to hear from Joe Biden. Joe Biden's going to want to tell him, you know, please, 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 please slash rates. I'm in an election year. I need to win my election. And yet the Fed is saying, sorry, Joe, we're not elected. You don't control us. And these interest rates, we may need to increase them because inflation, we can't get our hands around right now. So to answer, you know, short answer, long answer, I guess, for that. Anyway, if you'd like to leave us a voicemail question, please do. Just go to our website, click on the microphone icon. Please talk into your microphone of your phone so we get a clear, nice message so we can all hear you crisp and clear, okay? And try not to use any of those like Bluetooth headsets all the time when people like leave messages. Sometimes there's interference or other things like that. So if you can avoid it, our audience would greatly appreciate it. To the tens of thousands of you that download this show, I really appreciate it. So guys, we're watching what's going on with these banks. We're going to keep a close eye on it. Keep it here, and we'll see you next week, everyone.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.